Act one. The Canopy Group writes more business in 1 month than a captive agent writes in 3 years. How is that possible? Well, let me share a couple of facts with you so you can understand. Fact two, the Canopy Group offers 16 different insurance companies, not just one. Fact three, the Canopy Group offers annual policies, not 6 month policies that leave you at risk for 2 premium increases. Fact four, the Canopy Group offers 1 deductible at claim time, not 2, 3, 4, or even more. Fact five, every year, the Canopy Group will shop your home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. Captive insurance agencies can't shop for you because they only have 1 company. That's it. There you go. Now that you have all the facts, it's time to get options. It's time to save money. Call 800-967-3389 or go to thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
I'm just speaking
in a British accent because I know my Hobbs will be listening from London.
Cheerio.
Rightio.
Oh, my God. I just can't believe it. It's so weird. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, I have to hurry home. I have dogs in kennels waiting to be let out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't think about this stuff. It's so weird to be a single guy again.
Well, and think about it. I'm not taking anything away from you because you have been through an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
Think about those dogs, too.
I know, right?
I mean, to be taken from Minnesota, put in Hawaii, probably love that. Then to have to come home and have to poop in the winter again out here.
Yep.
Hated every single second of it. Then they're like, wait a second. The guy we were just in Hawaii with, our dad, yeah, just left us for what?
For
another
where?
Month?
They're like, we could be fancy dogs of London.
Oh, my goodness. Living at the Marriott at Grosvenor Park.
Yeah, no, this is what happened. If you missed it this morning, I shared the news that my husband has accepted a job working for Mayo Clinic International, and he is now in London for the next month helping get a clinic operational near the BBC right there.
Like you do.
Come
on.
I mean, wow. He has had some really incredible opportunities.
He has. And think of the sky miles. That's what my focus is on. The points at the hotel for a month. Can you imagine his credit card? He has a corporate card and it's maxed out paying for his hotel room. And I'm like, oh, Point City, USA.
Yes.
Yes. And then the Sky Miles. Woo! It's going to be amazing. But anyway, he's going to be there for a month, and then he'll come back for a little bit. Then he'll go back again for 4 to 6 weeks. It's going to be a weird time in my life. Again, I can't believe this. Is this the universe saying, yeah, you need to have a break?
Maybe.
I mean, is there any timetable on the amount of time a year he's gone?
No.
So it could be a month, it could be a couple months, could be half a year.
Yep.
Whew.
Yep. As long as it takes to get this place working. So, yeah, that's what's going on in our life. Kind of weird. We had to make sure that he had everything he needed. He has to have a British adapter, you know, for the electrical outlets.
Yeah.
So we had to go out and buy one of those so he could charge his iPhone.
Oh, it's the things you don't even think of.
Right. And then I'm, of course, Safety Sam. I'm like, okay, do you have Neosporin? Do you have Band-Aids? Do you have, you know, all these first aid kit items? He's like, what am I going to be doing? Chopping up radishes? Cutting my finger off?
Yeah, but you're also in a hotel. They probably have those things, but you can't rely on them.
Yes, exactly.
And he is such a good cook and he loves to cook. How weird to be somewhere for 4 weeks where you're never going to cook.
Uh-huh. And during a pandemic where you can't go out to eat.
Yeah.
He has a colleague who was just there and she came back and said, yeah, I ate a lot of salads.
Oh.
A lot of to-go salad.
Oh, is there at least room service?
There is room service.
Okay.
Yep.
Phew.
But he has a limit on what he can spend per day, right? On food. And I don't know if you know this, but you know, it's not cheap doing room service on the Marriott.
Right, of course. Well, he could maybe just do it for dinner or something.
I stayed at a Marriott at a work thing one time, and I kid you not, I had never done like a per diem for your room.
Uh-huh.
And I had a certain amount, and I'm like, this is going to be great. I'll just take your bacon cheeseburger and the fries, and then I'll just... Oh, that dessert sounds good. It's a trifle. And oh my God, my entire per diem was gone.
Trifle. Like,
what? How was that $80?
Yeah.
I couldn't, it was a dessert. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I guess I'm done eating.
Oh,
for the
day. Don't forget the conversion rate. So if you get, say, $75, right? 70 US dollars.
Yeah.
That's 53 great British pounds.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. The conversion's not so good going that way.
Ooh. Dang. gang.
Yeah.
He's going to have a condiment packet for breakfast. Yeah,
he might come home real skinny.
Oh, right? So anyway, that's the deal. It's just so weird. I never felt so lonely yesterday because he's just been home this whole time for the last 6 months. And I come back to the apartment and I'm like, okay, it's just me. Yeah. It's weird when you realize there's no one to count on. You're by yourself. It's just you.
But you, in a way, you almost have that taking for granted moment because he was gone for so long in Hawaii.
Yeah.
The world shut down, so you couldn't see him via anything other than FaceTime. And then you get him back, so the 6 months were just like soaking it all in, and then, oh, he's gone for a month again.
Uh-huh. It was weird, but here we are. So, oh, and by the way, he can't use his phone. His phone is on airplane mode for a month now.
Oh, you know what? I will make you feel better.
No phone service.
Oh.
You can't roam over, I mean, the cost of roaming, oh my God.
So do you just FaceTime?
When he's in his hotel room.
Wait, the hotel, okay.
If he's on Wi-Fi, I can FaceTime.
Oh, my God. Okay, my husband the other day, our bill for our cell phone was like $70 or $80 more than normal. He just could not figure it out. What? He's like, they are screwing us over. You know, he's just looking into it. Finally, he sees this $70 fee.
Yeah.
He had an international call. They all had to hop on. People in London, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. His work is going to pay for it because they were like, oh gosh, we didn't realize logging into that was going to count for that. And he's like, I am not paying for this.
Isn't that outrageous?
So I get you should not be on the call.
No, he is on airplane mode for a month.
Okay.
I'm like, your phone's not going to know what to do with itself when you get back home. It's going to be like, oh my God, data, download everything.
Oh my goodness. I get what you're asking, though. I will come over and stay with you for a month.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah, buddy, I'm moving in. I call Josh. Okay. I need to move my stuff.
Yeah.
No, you're not allowed.
No, I am.
This looks amazing. Have you seen this Minnesota burger? I don't know where this is. It looks like tater tot hot dish between two buns.
What?
That's because, Ryan, it is the tater tot hot dish burger.
Where?
No.
It is at the, I let me double check the exact name. I think it's the 328 Club.
Oh. In,
yes. I mean,
is it in Minneapolis?
No. It's in St. Paul Park.
Well, that's right next to where I used to live.
Yes. And so it's the burger seasoned perfectly, and then it's covered in cheddar cheese, crispy tater tots, and a tater tot hot dish sauce, which is veggies, cream of mushroom soup, and different seasonings inside of it.
Des, it looks incredible. Oh my God.
I'll send you the picture right now, Des.
You know what? This is the Legion.
No, this is, you're looking at a different one. I'm going to show it to you right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks outstanding. Well done, Minnesota. When will someone have this at the fair, though? We need this at the Minnesota State Fair in a bad way.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the 328 grill.
It's the grill that's inside the American Legion.
Oh, is it really?
I'm telling you, I've been there before. It's a great little place.
They only have one restaurant, don't they?
There really is only like three.
That's great. Well, check that place out and let us know if it's any good because I would be down for something like that.
Oh, well, I'm just looking at a fried chicken sandwich right now with some tots and some. it looks delish.
All right. So there's a guy in Michigan who got yelled at by a judge when he showed up on a Zoom court appearance.
Oh.
His username was what really drew attention, and the judge was not happy with it. Take a listen.
Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000, Yoho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That should not be.
Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Butt blanker 3000.
No.
At the end of the day, you don't mess with any judge because they are deciding your fate. But you don't mess with an old grizzled judge who's sitting in there going, okay, this knucklehead.
I have never been in front of a judge, knock on wood. That would not, yes. I have one time when I had, I don't really count that though.
Weren't you just like fighting a parking ticket?
Yeah, and I promptly lost.
You're like, and another knock thing. You're like, sir, knock we've already said fine.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. There's no jury.
There's nobody here.
People of the court.
Please see Exhibit A. I had to go in front of a judge for the peanut butter on my nipple thing with the chihuahua.
I had a dime for every time I heard that story.
It's a true. You know what, though? It's unique, and it makes me me. I had to walk up, and he's like, so why are you here today? And I was like, well, I was in a coffee shop, and I had a chihuahua, and I tried to have him lick peanut butter off my nipple, and he didn't do it. So that was his most interesting call of the day.
Yeah.
And I had to pay, which is awesome. This is how great my life was at that time. I had to pay a $780 fee, making $10 an hour for 20 hours a week. And I had to pay it for 2 months until they paid me back.
I would say the real criminal is that little dog that wouldn't lick the peanut butter.
I know, and for nothing. I didn't even get to tell a fun story about the dog. I was like, oh my God, I'm being held by a fat guy in a coffee shop. And nobody even asked my order.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Crisco. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the original Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Right. Oh boy.
Bruiser. Bruiser.
Oh, Bruiser. Okay, so Des, have you finally gotten your leg hair under control? Have they?
Well, let's remember, mine has been lasered. So yeah. Yes.
Well,
just a couple random hairs here.
It took multiple laserings. They had to bring in a giant laser. It was so coarse.
And even some hairs poke through. You just said still.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they do because your hormones change and you have to get it done every
half wildebeest over there.
I was in a photo shoot with Des standing next to her, and my leg stuck to her leg like Velcro. I'm like, get off.
Yeah. I was like, I wanted to stick to you like glue.
Yeah. Well, there's a woman who's come up with a new way to soften their legs.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Crisco, your rough legs could maybe benefit from this as well.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, shaving your legs with sandpaper.
Oh.
What?
Come again?
I was watching one of these girls. She's an accountant. And she's talking about shaving her legs with sandpaper. She used 600 grit sandpaper on her legs. She said, in a circle this way 10 times, in a circle this way 10 times. I did it. Oh my God. My skin is so soft. It's like awesome. And it works. I have been using a freaking razor all this time. Didn't need one. Just some sandpaper.
Okay,
so she's exfoliating her skin.
It sounds like it's much more than exfoliating, like taking full-on layers off that you might need.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't suggest it.
You're hairless now, so you're good.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it worked. She's not like bleeding out.
Give it a try for us, Crisco.
I don't have any leg hair.
Well, it'd be nice. Well, I was going to say, then get your legs ready for biking season.
I don't have. They're all ready for biking season.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are ready for biking season.
Buddy, they are not ready.
What do you mean?
Oh, they need some attention.
Oh, they do.
Have you been putting some lotion on your knees?
No, it's bad.
They're very dry and ashy.
It's bad. If somebody was like, I bought you the perfect pair of shorts, buddy, put them back on. Nope, I've been in jeans too long now. This is why I didn't do it, because at least I took care of my legs back then. Now,
you know,
nothing.
But looks good in shorts, and I can't stop.
Who?
Harry Styles.
Okay.
Have you seen him in his little shorts that Twitter is obsessed? I'm not the only one. Twitter is obsessed with Harry Styles in his short shorts. Have you not seen the photos everywhere?
They are so short because he's playing, is it a British cop?
Yeah.
And it was at a time these suckers were real short.
Oh, he is showing off some thigh.
He's got some cute legs too.
Oh, God. Oh.
He can pull off anything and it's not fair.
I know, right?
Shorts. I have to be careful. I don't know what other kind of things I'm going to find.
What are you Googling?
Harry Styles shorts.
Oh, this is going to be
bad. Is it short shorts?
Make sure you do it on your phone.
Short shorts. I am doing it on my phone. Short shorts. Okay.
It will come up right away. It's the first thing that shows up when you Google him, because these photos are being shared all over the internet. Everyone's just in love with his thighs.
Yeah. He's thick in all the right places.
Oh.
I mean, I don't mean that place.
Yes, you are a married woman.
No, I mean like the thighs are nice.
Yeah, good. I bet that's what you mean.
Good calves.
Great calves. Yes, yeah. All of it.
Oh, thank God this isn't a 3D photo.
Why?
Jeez, that's a lot of man meat right there.
Oh,
my God.
Oh my God.
Is it thick?
It's thick like it does.
Okay.
This is also one of the photos that comes up.
Oh, is that a gal or him?
That's him.
I know. He's very interesting. I think he's fascinating. All right. One last thing real quick. I don't know if anyone's ever tried this. This is a spaghetti dinner hack. Des, would you ever do this? I watched this video and all I thought was, you're staining your stone. Your stone countertop, you're staining it. This woman decides to make spaghetti dinner for a group of people.
Yeah.
And what she does is she pours the red sauce on her white countertops, and it looks like a nice silestone, a granite, something like that.
Oh, no.
Pours the red sauce across the counter.
No.
Dumps meatballs and cheese, and then the spaghetti, and then she mixes it all together. Here she is.
It's on your countertop.
Yeah, this is how it works. And the next step is... you need a meatballs.
Meatballs, okay.
This is so cool to feed a ton of people. You just go in a straight line.
Yeah.
And then you take your noodles.
Oh my gosh.
And you just dump it.
Yep.
Be a little hot, so be careful.
Sure.
You gotta mix it up, girl.
Okay, let's mix it up.
So?
You just fold it in.
Yep, just fold it in. Fold it in.
How delicious does this look?
It looks so good.
I really appreciated the one comment where someone said, I'm so sick and tired of people wasting good food for social media attention.
Well, wouldn't you hope they'd eat it afterwards?
Des, it was a ton of spaghetti and
imagine
meatballs.
Your entire island, side to side, full length of the island, covered in food. It was purely for views, and she got a ton of them, and then I'm sure she just threw it away because... wouldn't it get cold when you put your sauce on a cold slab of stone?
Yes, and it wasn't just like a little spot on one of the slabs for the sauce. It was everywhere. And wouldn't you think you'd be smart enough to put plastic wrap down?
Right.
As quick cleanup, you would think that would be it. But yeah, there's no way. It was two ladies and maybe a couple kids, and it was a ton of spaghetti noodles.
I mean, kind of a cute presentation if you were having like a huge football team over.
But how hard is it to dish up spaghetti? It's not hard to put your own noodles on a plate and scoop some sauce.
Again, it's to get followers.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all it is. It's all everything is for any of that stuff anymore. TikTok is just the worst.
Oh, gosh. And she does this with multiple dishes, too. I think this is the group of women who did the SpaghettiOs pie.
Oh, God. I can't stand it.
Oh, but you liked that.
I didn't mind the pie. I'm just saying they're acting like these are just, like Ryan said, it's all an act. They're pretending, I've got a whole new list of recipes ready to cook.
And I want to say, hey, ladies, it's called a dump dinner, and we covered it a year ago.
Thank you, Des.
Yep.
Kaboom.
All right. Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcasts, you can win restaurant gift cards and entertainment gift cards and some cool experiences. It's all at PodMN.
You've been listening to Chris Godez and Ryan.
After Hours.